Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day, which means fucking Monday, and it's the 13th day of November, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 30. This winter sinking in, that's all. Anyways, one second over here, I forgot to do something. There we go. It's there. Okay. Anyway, we'll be back in a sec. We'll go over and we'll get some real good information that we can trust.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go look for some truth in the propaganda machine. Kind of hard to find. Well, in fact, it ain't there. Well, it is there in pieces. What real propaganda is. They want to do it right, that, of course. Let's see here. Quality of Chicago, life in Chicago is so poor that illegal immigrants are running back to their home countries. And I read through this, and you know, we'll read a little bit of it. While the United States deals with the crisis at the southern border, fucking bullshit, fucking invasion, quit fucking, your fucking propagandist piece. Who did this? Who's is this, Sarah? Post-millennial? You're a fucking goddamn shill. You're a fucking incorporated fucking shill. Got it? They are not eliminating illegal immigrants. They are fucking illegal aliens. And this is a fucking invasion. And the fucking pat, you know, fucking milk toast this fucking shit. You're fucking playing the game, aren't you? Are you making lots of goddamn money? That's what I'm concerned about, you motherfuckers. Who made their way to Chicago are now turning around and going back to their country of origin because the city is unable to deal with the influx of people. Bullshit. Bull fucking shit. There's still fucking 49 more fucking states for them to go to that they fucking be fed, fucking goddamn given goddamn motel rooms. Don't play these fucking games with us, you fucking goddamn shill. While the United States, okay. According to the Daily Mail, there have been over 20,700 immigrants who settled in Chicago after being sent there by Texas governor. See, we're playing the fucking game because, hey, we're coming up on a goddamn election. What part are you going to play in this post-millennial? How much you getting, motherfuckers, for selling your fucking people, for selling the fucking Bill of Rights out, for selling the fucking goddamn freedom and liberty that it represents out? What are you getting, motherfuckers? Being sent there by Texas Governor Abbott. Well, we better hang on. We need more like that. So we need more people that'll fucking take them somewhere else after they've already invaded the fucking country, put them behind our fucking lines. Is that it, you son of a bitch? Due to the sanctuary city policy that will protect those here illegally from deportation. Like many Democratic cities, see, we got Democrats, we're playing Democrat and Republican. They're working it in. They know people are saying, fuck your goddamn phony-ass corporate fucking appointees. You got it? We're not playing this fucking game. Unregister to fucking vote. If you're registered to vote, or you're a fucking fool and a traitor. Like many Democrat-ran cities that hold sanctuary policy, Chicago has struggled to provide housing for everyone arriving, causing the city to use police stations and sections of Chicago O'Hare Airport as shelter. What about our people living under the under fucking passes? You don't fucking mention them. You don't see no fucking pictures of them, do you? You don't get to see pictures of their little kids fucking cold, hungry, living in the fucking goddamn streets, do you, you son of a bitches? But they're American nationals. This is their fucking country. They should be put fucking last, you phony, lying cocksuckers. Michael Kaschan, 39, an immigrant who came here with his family, told the Chicago Tribune that because he was unable to afford rent, unable to get his work permit, he was taking his family back to Venezuela. My fucking ballsack bullshit. Bullshit. Milquetoast motherfucking liar, you propagandist piece of shit. The American dream doesn't exist anymore. Wonder what the fuck happened to it. There's nothing here for us, he said. How many more months of living in the streets will it take? No, no more. It's better that I leave. At least I have my mother back home. We just want to be home. If we're going to be sleeping in the streets here, we'd rather be sleeping in the streets over there. And Kachahon added. Well, it's a little warmer down there in fucking Venezuela than Chicago. One of the commenters mentioned that. The report notes that one station over 40 people have left to either move home or to a different city within the U.S. And of course, that's what you did. Nobody's going fucking home. That's a fucking lie. I mean, there's a few lies that are being thrown out there are just so goddamn outrageous today. You'll see them. The woman, Diana Vera, who was living on the floor of the police station for a month with her three children, decided to take them on a bus to Detroit. What do you think them people living on the goddamn fucking street underneath the fucking highway underpasses, they'd take living in any kind of goddamn structure, fucking tents with little kids, fucking hungry and cold and dirty. In this fucking country of a plenty, where we send it all to the corporate mob, well, where the corporate mafia just fucking takes, but it's not theirs. Everything they bought with it is going to have to be given back. It's fucking fraud. No statute of limitations on fraud. And we are going to fucking fight you, you son of a bitches. I had one commenter up there, fucking Darkwing, and said, oh, we're whipped. I got a comment for you this evening, motherfucker. If you're listening, make sure you're tuned in. Make sure you go look at my answer to your fucking goddamn defeatism, buddy. I'm not fucking defeat. We ain't even fucking fought. If you want to fucking goddamn fucking acquiesce and fucking bow to them motherfuckers, go get fitted for your chains. But you're going to go off this goddamn side. I can tell you that. We heard that there are a lot of jobs over there, even if you don't have a permit, she told the outlet. Venice is like during the Great Depression where they, you know, get the little chits of little papers and they show up. Only these motherfuckers, they get fucking paid. Don't tell me any of these son of bitches ain't getting goddamn money handed them hand over fist. Fucking don't do it. Just don't fucking try it, propagandist. You phony son of a incorporated bitch. In September, residents of Hyde Park community demanded that the migrants be told to go back to Venezuela and not allow them to reside there. Well, I thought you loved them motherfuckers. In June, residents expressed their frustration about $51 million spending plan to aid illegal, unlawful, fucking blatant fucking treason immigrants, with many pointing out how the influx of migrants negatively impacted their communities. In May, the city ran out of hotels and shelters and began to scramble to find places to house illegal immigrants. And you just walked right past those fucking American nationals living under the highway over passes, didn't you? Walked right past those American national children who have every goddamn right to everything in this fucking country so that you could go give it to a fucking foreigner so you can create a fuck that slave society you want, where we will avert our fucking eyes or you'll have us put in the fucking stocks and beat. He didn't avert his eyes when he passed me. Remember old Hillary Clinton? That's what she made the fucking staff at the White House avert their eyes when they passed her. These motherfuckers have got to go. Other cities around the country have also expressed concern over their ability to sustain the influx of people. New York City even began to distribute flyers at the border telling immigrants to go elsewhere because they wouldn't be able to afford to stay. So if they stay, what's the matter? I don't want them in my fucking, I don't want them here, but I hear there's getting ready to be a big fucking dump right here where I'm fucking at, of the son of a bitches. Garza is rich and recently discovered. Oh, Gaza is rich and recently discovered natural gas and oil. Is this why Western leaders give Israel free rein to kill and displace Palestinians and take administrative control of Gaza? Well, fuck, this is what we've been saying how long? Since it fucking began. We knew about the oil fields. We know about the pristine beaches. We know what the fucking kikes want. We know this was a goddamn fucking Mossad, fucking Hamas, fucking operation, both working for the state of fucking Israel and for the fucking, well, the international corporate mafia and the fucking mafia heads here in the United States. We're not stupid. This is a fucking video, so I can't do it, people. Gaza is rich and recently discovered natural gas and oil. Yeah, we know. You just finding this out? How long? It's probably been a month since we first talked about this. Is this why Western leaders give Israel free rein to kill and displace Palestinians? Yes. And take administrative control of Gaza? Yes. They're fucking thieving fucking motherfuckers who have a thirst for fucking greed that cannot be quenched. All in times when Europe coincidentally suffers from gas starvation. Gas starvation, my fucking ass. Everything is fucking goddamn planned, orchestrated. There's no shortage of gas in this goddamn country. They're shipping our fucking crude out. I got to believe they're breaking records. I haven't got the chance to look and see. But I bet they're breaking fucking records, sending our fucking sweet crude out of this fucking country while we're paying fucking goddamn $5 a gallon for fucking gas, people. It belongs with, well, hey, you're getting your $15 a barrel that's going to fucking Ukraine. Globalist vision, 15-minute city or 15-minute prison cities and the end of private property. Yeah, we know that. Ukraine military officer was behind NORAD stream pipeline bomb. See, they're bringing all this shit in. Election. This is election fodder. That's all this is. It's all fucking goddamn propaganda bull fucking shit. Let's see. We got four people shot on I-59 in Birmingham, Alabama, and shooting involving cars stolen. Everybody's a suspect, police say. And, you know, they go into this a bit about, you know, fucking people taking matters into their own fucking hands. That's the only fucking law there is in this country anymore, motherfuckers. On Friday, four people, this is by Sarah Hedgegan, post-millennial, wonder if we'll hear any goddamn, let's see what kind of propaganda we got in this. On Friday, four people were injured in a shootout on I-59 in Birmingham, Alabama, after a group of individuals saw what they believed to be their stolen vehicle and started following it. In the statement, Birmingham officer Truman Fitzgerald said that upon arrival at the scene, he found two males who had been shot and were transported to UAB hospital with life-threatening injuries, reports WPVI-TV. Two other males showed up at the UAB hospital and were part of the incident. Discussing what led to the incident, Fitzgerald said that one party saw that what they thought was there. I mean, either it was. I mean, you didn't run the fucking license plate right there on the fucking spot and know yes or no, was it the stolen car? I mean, to see how this fucking bullshit plays out, keep reading. Maybe you'll find out if it was. Yeah, you knew right there on the fucking spot as soon as you ran the fucking plate, didn't you? So this is all fucking wishwash bullshit to draw our attention away from the fucking pedophiles who think they're going to get another fucking election here and put, well, whoever the Trump-tard's favorite fucking pedophile in, or just any fucking pedophile. It don't fucking matter. But you Trumpsters are the ones that make me the pissedest, man. You should be smarter than fucking that. All that talk I remember so much. You know, the lesser of two evils. What's the lesser of two pedophiles, motherfucker? Discussing what led to the incident, Fitzgerald said that if one part, okay, we did that. He noted that they believe every person who was shot had some involvement in the initial incident, whether they were the party who thought they saw their stolen vehicle or they were the party in the alleged stolen vehicle, he added. We have no persons that were not involved in the incident. I'll help you out with that one there. Discussing why the incident occurred, it speaks to the breakdown in our society that we have, Fitzgerald noted. The issue lies with we have such an on-site mentality going on in our community where everyone wants to handle these issues right then and there. It's the only fucking way they get handled, ain't it? You want to play investigation games? Yeah, they won't even come and fucking if it's less than $1,000 or they come and they stole from you and they, I don't know, it's less than $1,000. We got to let them go. And you shouldn't have stopped them. You shouldn't have pulled your fucking shotgun. No, I should have pulled the fucking trigger. If this was the case that this party saw their possible stolen vehicle and they had to do, all they had to do was call 911. Our officers live for this stuff like this, he said. That's why we put on the uniform and the bulletproof vest to be put in those situations. Fuck you, phony liars. But here you have someone that's possibly took it upon themselves to confront a group. And now here you have a shootout on the interstate at 4:40 p.m. One female was also taken as a person of interest, and all four males were considered suspects at this time. Wow, sip of water. Fucking dry here, people. Excuse me. All right, let's see what else bullshit we got here. Sabrina Carpenter, feminist music video celebrates the gruesome killing of men. You know what, you fucking bitch. You're nothing. You're fucking nothing. I mean, what would you be worth? I mean, and if the world was just like the way you want it, mano a mano, and there was no other reason to have women, you know, than the fucking as a competition, where do you think you would fucking be, you dumb cunt? I can't sleep. Go through your body. What's this? EMF goes through your body. Yeah, and it shows. It's a video. It shows all the fucking waves and stuff. Of course, we're getting fried. You know, I talk about it all the time. My great-grandfather, now he fucking lived a long... My grandparents, they lived long lives. My dad, not as long. My mom, not as long. I'm not going to live as long. My children won't live as long, no matter what we do, because... they're killing us. It's called slow kill. This is one we're going after. World Economic Forum warns climate change causing sudden heart attack surge. Now, who in the fuck would probably, who do you think would put that up after the tons and tons and tons of evidence showing the goddamn tissues of the fucking heart that were destroyed by the fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist by the fucking goddamn bio kill weapon. They call this COVID-19 shot. Now, how many ways have we been shown the fucking pictures of the fucking damage that this shit is doing. And where do you think this shit came from, people? This is by Sean Adele Taba. God, Taba Tababa. I don't know. The People's Voice. The World Economic Forum has published a new study claiming that the sudden spike in fatal heart attacks and strokes are caused by man-made climate change. Only you Jew fucks would do something like this, man. And it's going to shine. People aren't fucking stupid. I mean, this just shows your fucking desperation. Here it gets better. The World Economic Fund, UPenn, which is also financed by, come on, ready, Bill Gates, published the results of its study in the Journal of American Heart Association. The WEF team of scientists led by Samid Ashmid M. Ketatana, I mean, where in the fucking world are you, concluded that climate change is causing an excess in an increase in extreme heat. They claim that this increase in extreme heat is stringing a deadly wave, or triggering a deadly wave in the heat-associated cardiovascular deaths in the United States. You fucking really think this is, you know, well, there are people that retarded. Maybe, I don't know. That's pretty fucking retarded. NN reports, according to Catherine or Katatana and Bill Gates-funded team, cardiovascular deaths linked to extreme heat could triple to almost 5,500 extra deaths per day, per year by 2050. Getting a little scared there, Bill? Huh? You killed enough people's fucking relatives that they fucking love you, and they're talking about fucking stringing you up, shooting you, ripping you to fucking pieces. Are you getting a little scared there, Bill? You're going to come up with some bullshit like, man, if this is the best your goddamn think tanks have got, you're in trouble. The scientists insist that taking action now to tackle the so-called climate crisis could help to lower the numbers of deaths caused by soaring heart attacks and strokes. However, they admit that heat-related cardiovascular deaths are still likely to more than double to 4,300 extra deaths per year, even if the United States stays on its current plan. Path of green agenda emissions reductions. The researchers warned that even more must be done to accelerate the WEF's net zero target. You've got just a yard of fucking guts, man. You have all the gall. I've never seen such fucking gall. Net zero targets to slow the alleged heat-related deaths. I mean, a half a fucking degrees, everybody starts dropping of a heart attack. You goddamn right. I'll buy it. Katatana, a cardiologist and assistant professor at the University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine, argues that those who are most vulnerable, such as Black Americans, are most at risk from the cardiovascular death the sun You fucking unbelievable. You guys are fucking just incredible. And you think anybody's going to buy this shit? The public health impact of climate change is falling on individuals who live on the margins of our society, says Katatana. Policy action or mitigation efforts really need to be tailored towards individuals who are most vulnerable. The prediction originates with Katatana's group at the University of Pennsylvania. Oh, a university. Diversity, that's what you teach it with. Does this have anything to do with diversity? The team previously modeled the relationship between current deaths from heart attacks and strokes and the rising number of extreme heat days. Oh, my God. Defined as having a heat index, a measure of apparent temperature that is a product of ambient temperature and relative humidity at or above 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Using data from the 3,108 countries in the continuous U.S. or counties in the continuous U.S. between 2008 and 2017, they found rising rates of cardiovascular deaths along with a trend of increasing numbers of extreme heat days. That's what's killing these young athletes. I can remember going out when I was young, fucking bucking hay. You buck goddamn alfalfa. And until your arms cramp up out in the middle of the heat and the hot and the fucking sun. Why are all these young people fucking dying? Are they in the sun got hotter? However, despite the claims linking the deaths to climate change, data for heart attacks and stroke, deaths have only been recorded in recent years. Temperate data has been recorded for much longer, and records show the recent number. Recent summer heats are nothing out of the ordinary. No, I didn't see nothing special about them. The data for average temperatures has only been recorded for roughly 150 years and still shows past summers have been far hotter. The summer between the summer heat wave of 1936, for example, was in an entirely different league to this year's temperatures, which were fairly normal. Before the 19th century, there were no temperature records for North America at all, making it impossible to compare extreme heat data. That means that this whole thing they're telling us, it's impossible to come up with a conclusion because you don't have the data. But hey, man, just throw it out there. There's got to be one or two or three stupid people that'll believe it. The People's Voice previously reported cardiovascular deaths have been soaring globally since 2021. That's a coincidence. The spike has led to some to suggest that COVID has been responsible for the spike. No, not COVID. There's no such thing as COVID. It's a common flu. What was it? Was it killing a biological kill agent? Maybe. However, a recent major new autopsy based concluded that COVID-19 doesn't exist. We're going to see this all through this motherfucker. Because this is another propaganda motherfucker. Are you making lots of money? Pretending to be fucking patriotic? Pretending you give a fuck, you sellout cocksucker? Are you making lots of money? COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. The fucking doctor that created the fucking test that they claim isolates COVID-19 said it was impossible to. He sat down and told us why it was impossible to. Because you can't diagnose a goddamn fucking virus. And I don't think there's ever been a virus diagnosed. Take that and shove it in your fucking pipe. It is not responsible for the explosion in heart-related deaths since the pandemic. No. Renowned cardiologist Peter McCullough commented on Sunday or on the study by arguing that the results should be the nail in the coffin in ruling out COVID-19 illness as a case of fatal myocarditis. Despite the virus being found in heart tissue, it was not causing significant inflammation. I don't know. The slides I saw looked pretty fucking significant, he said. This means that the explosion of fatal myocarditis, as inferred from reports and autopsies of unexplained cardiac arrest, must have another explanation. SARS-CoV-2 infection, he added. Fuck you. Fucking, this is silly. I wonder who the fucking brain was that thought this up. McAuliffe argues that the mRNA shots that were rolled out to the public during the pandemic are responsible for the soaring heart attack deaths. Duh. You'd have to be a fucking complete retard. At this point, you're not trying to. Unbelievable. The only new proven case of heart damage in human populations is COVID-19 vaccinations, which are not vaccinations, according to the CDC. They are biological kill agents, McAuliffe asserts. And yes, that's it. I think you've got it. Fucking no. Because of the heat. That fucking kills me. Vaccines, not vaccines, biological kill agents used in America, Pfizer, Moderna, Janssen, Novavax, have been demonstrated to cause myocarditis as published in the peer-reviewed literature, and tons of it, with the slides showing you the fucking damage. Autopsies of vaccinated patients have found clear evidence of strong impression of spike protein in the heart muscle. And they've shown it. I've seen that with my own fucking eyes. It's a little too warm. I think I'll have a heart attack. The evidence, according to Dr. Michael Palmer and Dr. Shurate Bakati, see, all these people, these are fucking foreigners. That's why, I mean, who are you going to, would you trust one of these fuckers in a shit house with a muzzle on? I wouldn't. But, I mean, to come up with something this fucking outrageous, this really kills me. Correlates with significant inflammation and tissue destruction. And that's the end of that goofy-ass son of a bitch. How about we just take a break and we'll come find something. See if we can find something stupider than that. That's going to be a tough one to top, I mean, to tell you.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Defeated the beast, only Bible. You finally came back to the borders of your fatherland. Now enemies came, traitors everywhere at hand. Many people who had fought and died, knowing that they had to win. Well, yet still, it sickens my heart to see the picture of the red flag in Berlin. And the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals. And the snow fell, freezing the blood and the wheels. And the snow fell, they had to keep warm for survival. And the snow fell and defeated the beast's only rival. And defeated the beast's only rival. And defeated the beast's only rival.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:39 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Sega that the snow fell. And you know, a lot of argument goes back because I don't like fascism. Fuck fascism. Fuck all the isms and all the fucking tyrants around the fucking world forever. But when you watch these old clips, man, of these, like, in this, maybe in the 70s, and these guys were old already, but they'd been a part of the fucking German war machine, and even just civilians, and you won't hear them talk bad about Hitler. They won't say a goddamn word about him. Because they know that goddamn the whole thing was to fucking preserve international communism. That's why they had to accept the Treaty of Versailles, because they had to go back to stop a communist fucking overthrow of their fucking people. And this is the same thing these motherfuckers are doing to us. I mean, on the streets of Berlin, you had the goddamn, what the hell do they call these freaks that dress up like fucking women, freaks that dress up like women, I guess. And even to the in parades going down the streets of Berlin, with people boogering little boys and little girls on the fucking sidewalk. This is how they got this decadent in Germany. I mean, the Germans, I mean, they took the course with fucking fascism. Man, you have power like that, you always have a fight for fucking power. And then you know, when you reach a certain point, then they'll stab each other in the fucking back or what might have you. You need what we got, the Bill of Fucking Rights. You just need to enforce the fucking law, and we can put these motherfuckers down. We can put them out. We can have their fucking transvestite, transdressing motherfucking freak son of a bitches that are a threat to our children. We can be rid of them. We can be rid of every son of a bitch and one of these Jew-ass sucking son of a bitches, but we have to do it. We have to fucking step up, and we have to fucking do it. It's not going to do itself. And I hate to think about it. It's there. I mean, it's like something you can see it. You can touch it. You can see it. You can touch it. But fucking, you can't do it by yourself. One man can't fucking just do it. UNESCO seeks to regulate all internet content. I'm sure they fucking do. I was looking for something. Okay, let's try this. UNESCO seeks to regulate all internet content. While citing the need for multi-stakeholder, see, that's what stakeholder, you know, that's the people who are part of the corporation that is fucking stealing your goddamn land. We as individual free sovereign nationals who own this fucking land are not considered stakeholders because we're not a part of the fucking corporation, and we're not in it for making money. We're in it for fucking living free and being left the fuck alone. Until we get rid of these motherfucking goddamn corporate fucking capitalist motherfucking goddamn contracting motherfuckers, we are not going to know peace. You're not a stakeholder in what belongs to me, motherfucker. All you fuckers out there who are stealing right now, You hear my voice. You are not a stakeholder in what belongs to me. And I will see your fucking asses punished. You will be punished. You will meet justice. You can't stop it. And you fucking know it. Regulations of social media, UNESCO 59-page tome, I guess, is titled Guidelines for the Governance of a Digital Platform. This is the Orwellian doublethink at its worst, promoting free speech that is anti-free speech. Who would do such a thing? A guy who would come up and try to claim that the sun's caught smell. Fuck it. That's still killing me. The major threat to stability and social cohesion is all about their stability and the social cohesion they want to force on the world. Now UNESCO will spawn a feeding frenzy of eager NGOs and government tyrants to promote and defend the global narrative. Bring them, get to doing it, bitch. Let's see who will fucking die for your fucking bullshit. TN editor. digital technology has enabled immense progress on freedom of speech. But social media platforms have also accelerated and amplified the spread of false information and hate speech, posing major risks to social cohesion, peace, and stability. To protect access to information, we must regulate these platforms without delay. You fucking can't regulate mine because I'm an individual free sovereign, you motherfucker. When I get turned off, that's when I start shooting. While at the same time protecting freedom of expression and human rights. Fuck you, you fucking goddamn one world communist fascist, ultimate fucking goddamn capitalist, fucking sick prick, gold worship, mammon worshiping pieces of shit. UNESCO's plan is the result of a consultation process on a scale unprecedented within the United Nations system. There is no fuck the United Nations. They have no jurisdictional authority here. They cannot have any jurisdictional authority here because the 9th and 10th article of the fucking people's individual are unalienable, a fucking absolute, ratified by the representatives of the people's law of December 15, 1791, fucking forbids it, bitch, and says we get to shoot your fucking ass if you try it. With over 10,000 contributions from 134 countries. What are these fucking people doing dallying in my fucking business, you son of a bitch? I never gave you fucking permission to talk to foreign country, to fucking kneel to foreign kings, to kiss the hand of the fucking pope, to fucking kneel before the goddamn king fucking of Saudi Arabia. I never gave you permission to do that. In fact, doing that is a fucking act of treason, isn't it? Fuck your 134 countries. They're all going to fucking get nuked. Collected over the last 18 months, and then it'll be 134. I mean, your third world countries, just like when they had their coalition going into goddamn Iraq. Countries you never fucking heard of. 42 people in the whole fucking country. This is fucking horse shit. This is propaganda bull fucking shit. Collected over the last 18 months. Over 40 pages, it outlines the principle which must be respected as well as the concrete measure which must be implemented by all stakeholders. See, you and I owning this fucking place are not considered stakeholders, and these stakeholders are considered above us because they're part of the corporations committing the fraud to fucking steal it from us. Do you see it? Hey, stakeholder, how would you like to be fucking 6 foot in the fucking ground, you treasonous son of a bitch? Governments, regulatory authorities, civil society, and the platforms themselves. Do you think you're going to get away with it just because you were fucking a goddamn investor in the corporation, making the fucking money up that's been stolen from the fucking people and backing fucking shit like this to violate our fucking law? You're going to answer up. The media is going to answer up. What they put out there as the media, the fucking propagandists are going to answer up. You're all going to fucking answer up. There's no fucking way around it. Representatives from independent regulators have already welcomed UNESCO initiative, and several of them, and notably in Africa and Latin America, have indicated that they are ready to begin implementing these measures. To this end, UNESCO will organize the first World Conference of Regulators in mid-2024. Organizations will also support its member states in transposing this action plan into their own land laws and regulations. You don't need to try transplanting something into my goddamn life that violates my fucking rights. You get fucking shot. That's what happens, motherfucker. You do not have the authority. You can never have the authority. You can never break that fucking Bill of Rights. You can never break that fucking law. It's perfect. All we have to do is enforce it. Maybe people will when you start telling them what they can think, when you get your goddamn fucking corporate fucking controlled currencies out there and start thinking you're going to tell us exactly how we're going to fucking live. We're Americans, man. You better look back on our fucking record of fucking compliance. To this, UNESCO is mobilizing dedicated funding, including 1 million euros allegedly pledged by the European Commission, 7 fundamental principles to be respected. UNESCO measures are organized around 7 principles which must be respected so that the impact of human rights becomes the compass for all decision making at every stage and every stakeholder. Fuck you. I will say what I want to fucking say whenever I want to fucking say it. I will hate. I hate your fucking guts. I will hate fucking Jews. You're not going to tell me what I'm going to think and what I'm going to do. Get that through your motherfucking head. We will fucking fight to the death, you motherfuckers, whenever you're fucking ready. Come on. Independent public regulators are set up everywhere in the world which clearly defined roles and sufficient resources to carry out their mission. These independent regulators work in close coordination as part of a wider network to prevent digital companies from taking advantage of disparities between national regulations. Fuck you. That Bill of Rights reads what it reads. Get used to it. That's the way it fucking is. Fucking, you die for fucking violating that son of a bitch as quick as you will any other of them. Content moderation is feasible and effective. We'll see how feasible it is when you fucking start getting your fucking heads blown off for doing it. And see how effective it is when we fucking destroy the fucking equipment used to do it at scale in all regions and in all languages. Accountability and transparency are established in these platforms, algorithms which are too often geared towards maximizing engagement at the cost of reliable information. Platforms take more initiative to educate and train users to think critically. You ain't going to train me to fucking do any goddamn thing. I'm not a dog. I have my life experience that has trained me. I've read this house full of fucking books, which has trained me. You're not going to move me one fucking inch. You're going after fucking young people too stupid to realize that UNESCO, that sounds pretty cool. No, these are goddamn international fucking non-governmental fucking agencies trying to fucking take over the goddamn planet, make a fucking slave out of you. Don't be stupid, children. Regulators at the platform take stronger measures during particularly sensitive moments like elections and crises. I'll read that again. Regulators and performers take stronger measures during particularly sensitive moments like elections. You mean when you're fucking selecting, when you're putting people in office and paying a fucking multi-million dollars that we're paying for to watch a fucking goddamn psyop in action? You fucking no elections in this country. There can't be. There would have to be a fucking constitution, which there is not. And there would have to be fucking real candidates, I mean, with real fucking issues. And you'd have to be within the fucking bounds of the law. This is a corporate fucking goddamn deal. The corporations, you know, they'll take, they used to take suggestions from people and stuff. But in the end, the fucking corporate board makes the goddamn decision. How stupid are you? Do you understand how a corporation works? Do you understand what a corporation is for? It's for making money for the stakeholders. Freedom of expression must be protected. Our work has been guided by one central requirement, the protection of all at all times of freedom of expression and other human rights. Restricting or limiting speech would be a terrible solution. Having media outlets and information tools that are independent, qualitative, and free is best long-term response to disinformation, the Director General underscored. I mean, who's going to know what's disinformation? I mean, have they fucking laid, have they ever told the fucking truth would be a easier question to answer. And the answer is fucking no, they've never told the fucking truth. So, I mean, who's deciding, you know, what, disinformation is and what disinformation, how about you? Let me look at the world around me with 2 + 2 = 4. Look at the world around me and I hear what has to be said and I'll judge it from what I see and what I'm living. That's how it's supposed to be. Are you afraid of that? Are you going to try and tell me what I should think? You wouldn't dare do that, would you? If you did, I'd shoot you. In particular, platforms must have teams of qualified moderators. Who's going to be a moderator? Some son of a bitch, 20 fucking years old, is going to tell this old fucking man what to think and what things mean. You stupid little punk bitches. You're the fucking problem, too. You son of a bitches that don't fucking, I mean, you think you're fucking smart because you, somebody, you know, if you get two people and one person tells another person something and he agrees and he writes down on the paper, he agrees with me, and they call it a diploma. It don't mean shit. You both could be wrong. I mean, it's the stupidest goddamn part. Fucking dry in here. Man, too many heaters. Qualified moderators in sufficient number and speaking all the main language of their social media so they can carry out reliable and effective control of content that is posted online. Control of content that is posted online. You fucking don't want to fucking argue about it. Hey, man, why don't you come on? You don't think what I'm saying is fucking right? You think that I should be fucking censored? Come on here and fucking argue it with me. I dare you. Never had nobody take that fucking dare up, have we? I dare you. Come up, buddy. I'll rip you a new asshole where your fucking mouth used to be. What we're saying is absolutely 110% correct, which says you should be hanging from a fucking lamppost, and you fucking know it. You're desperate. When you're putting shit like this out, you're fucking desperate. Not to mention this is just fodder for fucking get ready for another election. I'll go vote. Vote things, right. They must ensure the transparency of the moderation process, including when it is automated through algorithms. Unbelievable. They must also facilitate their use in all the main languages of the country in which they operate and report on complaints from users. Well, in this fucking country, you know, when you go to buy something, have you noticed, like there'll be an instruction piece of paper in there, how the thing works. And it'll take up about a page, you know, if it's depending on what it is. And then there's 14 more fucking pages in 14 different languages. I'm paying to print that. I don't want to pay to print it for some fucking goddamn foreigner to read it. You got that? This is fucking the United States of America. I don't want to pay for printing in foreign fucking languages. Get them the fuck out while you can. All you motherfuckers better get out while you can. Electoral risk assessments. Where we see sections of the strategy also dictated to the measures needed to guarantee electoral integrity. I hate to stop, and this is fucking funny. That you fucking, do you think we fucking, what are you thinking? I guess they think we have the memory span of a head of cabbage, less than a day. Through electoral risk assessments, clear content flagging, and greater transparency in political advertising and its targeting, and to respond to emergency situations such as armed conflicts and disaster. That's where you're headed, motherfucker. Elements specific to the culture sector have also been included, highlighting the risks faced by artists and the need for online access to diverse culture content. You mean, so I have to look at some fucking homosexual faggot motherfucker, some LGBTQXYZW12357s? I mean, you fucking, you're dreaming. At this point, you're just putting it out there because you have to put something out. That's what this looks like. that last article, I mean, you're putting this out just because you have to put something out. You know nobody believes this shit. Everybody knows what the fuck is going on. Everybody knows, okay? But I guess you have to print something, don't you? And when one prints, one makes money. As a fundamental human right to be safeguarded from who are you going to safeguard me from? Somebody's going to fool me. Somebody's going to call me. Why didn't you go after Jim Baker in the beginning? I mean, all those evangelists that went out there and took people's Social Security check, took fucking millions. Where are you safeguarding them from the fucker that said, you know, G.O.D. has a broken leg. He's in the hospital. I need money. Money. With reference to the declaration unanimously adopted by UNESCO member states at the Mondacult, I guess it is, conference in September 2022. Let's see. Global survey confirms the urgent need for action. The publication of UNESCO's action plan is accompanied by an opinion poll conducted... Okay, an opinion poll conducted by IPSOS for UNESCO with over 8,000 respondents across 16, countries, 16 countries where elections will be held in 2024. It shows that 85% of citizens are worried about the impact of online disinformation. Then you're a fucking moron. I'm sitting here, I mean, I don't care what they ever fucking put up. I know the fucking truth. I live in the real world. I know 2 + 2 = 4, and I'm sticking with it. And I've seen what this is. I mean, the appointments by Bilderberg. I know about the international corporate mafia. I know exactly what to expect. And I'm not going to be a fucking traitor to my people and my country by going out there and participating in an unlawful, treasonous, seditious fucking attempt to pretend that you have the right to fucking vote within a fucking occupation without being a traitor. Remember what they did to them fucking women in fucking France when they liberated it? They cut their fucking hair off. They cut tea in their fucking head for traitor. That's what you motherfuckers looking at. And I'll tell you what, people that are treasonous, these fuckers aren't going to fucking win. But they don't trust you, because who could fucking trust somebody that turns against their own fucking people? Nobody. You are the lowest of the fucking low, and that's where you're going to end up at, and it ain't going to feel good. At a time when social media platforms have become the primary source of information for a large majority of people. Well, not me. I mean, I experience the world around me. I talk to people. I look at things. I look at the people. I look at what the cause and reactions of things are. And, you know, you can come on here just like this bullshit he's laying on us right here. The same survey indicates 87% of citizens believe that misinformation has already had a major impact in their country. Then you're a bunch of fucking retards. If you can't figure it out for your fucking self, if you let somebody, no, I'm not even going to play that game. This is all horse shit. This is just a way so that people like me can't come up and tell you that when you go and fucking vote in an occupational fucking goddamn election, you are committing treason and sedition and are subject to fucking capital punishment, plain and fucking simple. And that's a fucking fact. Now, come up and tell me, I mean, you better get that off the goddamn internet, hadn't you, you son of a bitches, because that is a fucking fact. It cannot be denied. Anybody wants to argue, I'll argue it with you right fucking now. Political life and fear that it will influence the results of their country's election in the next year. As a result, 80, I mean, getting a fuck you and your numbers. That's the biggest lies you fucking tell. 88% are calling on governments and regulators to resolve this problem. Hey, fuck you. 88% don't talk to the fucking government. They won't take a fucking survey. They're not registered to vote. You got about 20% of the fucking population even registered to vote, which is, I guarantee, if they did a survey, that's who they were fucking calling. Those retarded enough to think that they have a fucking stake in this besides the stakeholders. I'm here to tell you, 88% shove up your fucking ass. We'll see what the numbers are. It's like the guy on there fucking on the site being defeatist. Hey, they ain't fought us fucking yet. They don't tell me how many there are. Did you go out and count them? Did you go ask them? And would they tell you? You know, maybe you would just don't see the shit going on out there. Maybe there's a lot of shit going on out there, and you can't figure out why. Just do they know about it on the trenches? You know, like the guy who shot, I don't know, the cops came after him. I heard he fucking went to his apartment and he said, welcome to the jungle, and fucking shot their ass. I never heard no more about that. Did you? You know, things like that. I mean, are you trying to find out? Do we know who these people are? No. That's the beauty of it, motherfucker. That's the beauty of individuals enforcing the fucking law. That's the beauty of the individuals enforcing their fucking rights. When they enforce their rights, they enforce mine. That's why you're not going to fucking win, you son of a bitch, and I am going to tear you up this evening. Regulators to resolve this problem quickly by regulating social media. And that's about enough of this shit for a day. And we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another thrilling broadcast of fucking bullshit on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And until then, I mean, just think about how fucking ridiculous what we just read today. This is the best they could fucking put out. All the heart attacks, I mean, that has become a main fucking issue in this. And fucking you got Trumpy, who was what the hell do they call him, a warp speed guy. He got him out there. He got him and killing the fuck out of people. So, and nobody really wants to say that, hey, yeah, that's my, it was my great idea, do they? So we'll try and, well, you think they would believe that the fucking son did it? Oh my God, they're fucked. Just look at him as he's a desperation. God damn it, let's jump him. Let's just take him out. They ain't nothing. They really ain't. That's a word from the trenches. Here I come.